may not be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants. Woo, woo, woo. Listen to me.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM. Fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM.
And now.
Here's BAM.
Oh, yeah. Radio BAM, Sirius 28 faction.
41, moron.
Oh, yeah. 41. I thought it was 42.
You don't know anything.
Whatever, man.
XM.
Sirius
XM.
Sirius XM.
41 faction.
I'm fresh back from Ibiza, and,
Ibiza?
Yeah, it's an island off of Spain.
Thought you were going to Croatia.
Dude, let me just tell you all about... I think this could be the worst day ever. Okay, so ready? Here's my worst day ever. So, I had to wake up at 6 a.m., which already sucks, because I don't do that ever.
You don't do 6 a.m.
And I have to go to the passport control. In order to make my flight from Newark.
You lost your passport again?
Yes. Now, this is my ninth time I've lost it.
That's it?
Yeah, nine times.
Year, though.
You had to have lost it more than that.
No, nine.
Oh, nine renewals. You've lost a lot more.
Yeah, nine renewals.
Yeah.
So, not to mention, the day before I drove to Newark to try to catch my flight and realize that I didn't have my passport.
Oh, you actually went all the way to the airport.
To realize that I didn't have it. So now I had to rebook my flight, pay $150 times two, whatever, $300, drive home just to wake up. I got home late as fuck, woke up at 6 a.m. to go to the passport control. I have... my driver's license, a photocopy of my driver's license, a photocopy of my passport that is missing.
Right.
Well, they need my birth certificate, too.
No way.
So I got to drive all the way the fuck back home, an hour and 20 minutes, get my birth certificate from Phil, drive back to the passport agency. Now I'm in a rush. Now I'm like, and me being in a rush sucks because I fucking hate, like... all right, now I got to park at the first spot that I see. I got to bolt in. Hopefully the line's not too long at the exit. X-ray machine, and they're cocksuckers at the X-ray machine at the courthouse, like pure dickheads. Like, you know, they just be rude because they want to be. Like, that ring's metal. You gotta take it off. I'm like, officer, I cannot take this ring off. It's stuck to my finger. Look how messed up. Like, try to pull. It's
like you have a fucking bomb in there.
Yeah. Well, like, you know, that became an issue. But anyway, they let me through.
Rules are rules.
So then, oh, yeah. So then they ask if I have an appointment, and I said, yes, I do. And because my appointment was earlier, they gave me a fucking major hassle about that. And I'm like, because I forgot my birth certificate, I had to drive all the way back to Westchester to get it. Now I'm here again, and I have a flight today from Newark.
They caused this problem.
Yeah, so they finally let me wait in line, and... I simply went to the bathroom, come back, and I asked the officer really nicely. I'm like, hey, I heard them calling names earlier, but, you know, I went to the bathroom, and you didn't happen to hear Margera, did you? And he's like, look, you just got here. What makes you think that your name got called? All these people have been waiting in line before you. Well, not in line, but they're all sitting down in chairs.
Like, taking a number.
Before you. What makes you think that they call your name? This, as soon as they say that. Brandon Margera, I'm like, ha!
What'd he do? What'd he just...
I mean, dude, he's just like, whatever.
Yeah,
you know?
Totally. That's so, fucking great.
You probably wanted everybody in the line to hear that you thought your name was called.
Totally.
Yeah.
And he probably tried to make it look more like, oh, just because... he probably knew who he was. Just because you know, and you don't even think it, but he's looking at you like, oh, Mr. fucking MTV jackass guy thinks you can come in here and get special treatment.
I don't even think it.
It went that way.
I don't know. I don't think so. So... they call my name, I do all the paperwork, and then I had to pay another $400 to get a rush on a new one. Then we're waiting for so long, like 2 hours, to the point where I just tell Nikki to go across the street to Rotten Ralph's and order a drink or something.
Yeah.
So she's sitting outside, I finally get it after 2 hours or something, and I sit down with a plastic bag of all my photocopied passport shit and my money, which was fucking $2,000 in a hundreds, in the plastic bag, and then my passport sitting right next to it. I set it down, I sit down, Nikki says she has to go piss, and we're sitting outside. So as soon as I sit down, I'm like, whew, reach down to grab a lighter, homeboy snatches bag of the $2,000 with all my passport shit, but which doesn't matter because it was photocopies anyway, and I have my passport and that's all that matters.
Did he start running?
Fuck yeah, he started running.
Holy shit.
Your wallet is a plastic bag?
It was filled with $2,000 of hundreds.
Does that surprise you with him?
No.
Did you even chase? I mean, you could not.
Dude, I mean, he was already around the corner at that point.
Did he come running up and grab it, or did he walk up?
It happened so fast.
Holy shit.
And by the time, by the time I actually realized what happened, he was already around the corner. Like, I saw the back of his boot and hand kind of, like, turn the corner all quick.
So you think he was eyeing you for a minute? Like,
I think he saw the money in the plastic bag. It's my dumbass fault.
Yeah. Dude, yeah, that is
I'd be tempted to take it, man.
Oh, totally.
You know, it's fucking...
In Philly, times are tough. Jobs suck right now.
A clear plastic bag full of money.
Yeah, yeah.
Is this
sitting on the ground at the passport office?
You know what? I'll show you what it looks like.
Not even on the table. Like, on the fucking ground.
That's retarded.
Why wouldn't you... Like, I'm sitting here. I sit this bottle of wine in front of me. Like, I wouldn't sit on the ground. It's $2,000.
Yeah, that's a dumb idea, man.
I'm right out of my fucking sight.
He hates wallets.
This is basically what.
You deserved it.
Yeah,
I'm take it.
A big
Ziploc
bag.
Baggie. It's like a big weed bag.
Yeah, man. This is a big
Ziploc bag with a bunch of paperwork, and on the outside sitting up is a bunch of hundos. So that's pretty much what it looks like.
This isn't the bag. You didn't get it back.
No, I had two bags, and all the other bag had a bunch of like. Passport photocopy shit. This is just like flight info.
While you're at it, you should have went to the sign store and had a neon sign made saying "Rob me." What the fuck, dude? God damn it.
Now I have to drive to Newark, and I don't feel like parking my car at the airport for a week, which is kind of what I have to do. Then I realized that a friend named Shayna lives right near the airport,
right.
And you know damn well when anybody says. I'm 10 minutes away.
It's
especially in North Jersey, which is right next to Manhattan. Nothing's 10 minutes
it's
away.
Never 10.
The 7-Eleven down the road is not 10 minutes away. You know what I mean? But like an idiot, I believe
you
it.
Believe, you're gullible.
You know what I mean? Like I'm like, Shayna, literally, how far away are you?
Tell
like
me the truth.
Like including traffic if I hit every red light.
Where's
10 minutes tops. Hell no. No. 30 minutes.
No way.
Yeah. So now I'm fucking rushing like an asshole to the airport to the point where I had to literally run in and do teamwork and shit. Like, all right, you check the bags in. I'll print the tickets. You da-da-da-da-da.
That just sucks.
And then I had to pay somebody to... actually, I didn't pay him. He recognized me, and I said, dude, I'm so late for my flight. Can you let me through the x-ray thing? So
he
helped us out with that. And then... So we made that flight, flew all the way to Barcelona, which we had a connecting to Ibiza. But I bought the tickets separately. I didn't buy it as a connecting whole thing.
So you had to go to a whole
so it's like me buying an Orbitz flight to Barcelona,
you
and then
recheck in.
Yeah, then I went to Cheap Tickets and bought a different flight from another airline. So if I mix the connection, they don't give a flying fuck.
You're fucked.
Yeah. So. Now they're telling me I need to buy two $500 tickets to Ibiza from Barcelona now because I missed it by an hour. And I also was supposed to be there 2 days before for the wedding. So now I missed the wedding, and I also missed tickets to Croatia, which I was supposed to go to that day.
And wasn't the hotel charging you by the night, too, that you weren't there?
And the hotel, which was $1,000, it was $750 a night.
Wow.
Yeah, to stay there. And they were charging me when I wasn't even there.
He was still here getting
because
charged.
I reserved it. It's the Ibiza Grand Resort. It's fucking nice as hell.
To total, how much did you lose?
It was a $10,000 mistake losing my passport.
And that's a $2,000.
Oh, and then, like, rental cars in Croatia that I never even went to, you know, and then reserving hotels. I'm not even sure if I got that money back. I just never called.
You gotta organize your life, man.
So you finally got to Ibiza, and how long were you there?
I ended up staying for an extra 3 to 4 days, but I completely missed the wedding.
So what'd you do? Just flew in to go lounge on the beach?
Well, the dude's wedding who it was is a billionaire. His name is Andrew Strandberg, and
he on Saturday Night Live?
Nah, he sells military equipment to the government or something. But
is he the guy who killed Obama?
I knew that was coming.
No.
Was he there?
That's something. No, he wasn't there.
He wasn't there either.
No.
Was the knife that killed Obama there?
No. He has nothing to do with that dude.
Oh. Did he wear the turban during the wedding?
It's not the guy.
Right.
So, I mean, it was fun. I was on like a nice ass yacht, like a $4 million yacht.
Yeah, dude, that in Miami for $5,000 tops.
Yeah, but a $4 million yacht, and they tell me he wasn't his; he was renting it. But right. But if to own a $4 million yacht, the upkeep alone is $100,000 a month.
A month?
Why would you want to do that?
That's just when you.
That's
have
just kinda... throwing money away, big time. Oh, so this is fucking great.
Wow.
So, Nikki's brother Warren knew that we were flying out of Newark, so he booked his ticket to San Francisco from Newark just to make it easier on us, which wasn't at all, because we missed our flight. So now we drive to Shayna's house at night, and. And I'm like, dude, it's so late that you just take the car and park it at the airport. And that was what we were going to do. You take it, and then Shayna will take me when it's time for my flight. And then I'll have a friend of hers pick up my car from the airport.
Right.
From the Marriott or whatever. So he ends up running out of gas in the middle of nowhere. Calling... We're fucking big time. Like, oh, yeah. Oh, fuck yeah. Ding! I ran out of gas. What do I do? It's like, you're a grown-ass man. You're my older brother.
Yeah,
you fucking figure it out. And like, oh, I don't try to figure it out. Oh, yeah, fuck yeah. Ding! What? Like, what do you mean what? You need to fucking help me out here. Da-da-da-da-da. And he called literally 15 times.
Or more.
The police showed up. And the police didn't even help him get gas. There were 3 cop cars there, and the only thing that they had to say is, what's up with the Budweiser in the back seat? What, the one that isn't opened?
That's illegal. You can't.
Yeah.
You're allowed to do that.
There's a Budweiser that isn't open just sitting in the console. What's up with the Budweiser? What, the one that's legal? It's not open. It's sitting there. That's what they had a problem with. They wouldn't help him go get gas. They called him a tow truck to either tow the car or... He had this tiny can of gas that was probably $15 worth that he was charging $80 for. By the time I showed up, furious, because he didn't know how to tell me how to get there.
How'd you find out where he was?
And the police wouldn't even give directions. He's like, sir, I'm not from here. I live in San Francisco. Can you just tell my friend how to get here? Look, I'm not speaking on your phone.
Not my job.
It's not my job. Well, what are you here for then? To talk about a fucking Budweiser that's closed in my car?
They did the exact opposite of their job description. Yeah. Their job description is to help people. They did everything but.
So finally 2 hours of this goes on, and I'm just like, dude. So we figure out where it is. I pull up. The tow truck guy just arrives. The cops aren't doing anything. And I'm like, I'm going to pay $80 for that tiny little gas can. I'll go to the gas station myself. It's like, well, he's here, so you have to pay.
You just lost $10,000, but you don't want to pay $80 for gas.
No, I lost. Well, I lost $2,000, yeah. And then I lost the $10,000 on
this is before the trip.
Yes. So the trip didn't even start. I'm already down to $2,000+.
You have blue balls because he kept calling, interrupting your cum session.
Yeah,
fucking out $2,000.
You know when you like pull an all nighter and you're like drunk and on some shit, like, and you're just like. Oh, yeah, fuck yeah. Like, bring! What? What? What am I supposed to do? I don't know.
Not my job.
I don't even know where you are. I don't even know how to get to you because you have our car. Like, what do you want me to do? Wake up fucking Shayna with her baby and husband?
He's already doing us a favor.
At fucking 4:30 in the morning? You know what I mean?
You're a grown man. Figure it out.
Oh.
So, Warren, Nikki's brother, is not living... At your house anymore?
No, he's back in San Francisco now.
Because
we were going to Ibiza and we didn't know how long.
So the Croatia trip is totally off now?
Well, once the flight takes off and you don't call to say that you're not making it, then it's just non void.
Do you get the money back?
Fuck no. You need it.
Oh my god. How much were those flights? The Croatian ones that you didn't get on and did
600 apiece.
And do they fill those seats if somebody's on standby?
I suppose, yeah.
Then they should refund money because
they got paid.
They should keep those seats open and be like, well, they're paid for. I mean, that's.
They do have standby there, yeah. Because I remember when we were boarding back to Newark, they asked the people in front of us if they were on standby. So, yeah, they do have it. So you eat the cash, and then they.
And they still make out.
They still make out.
You would have been better off taking $3,200. And lighting on fire and roasted marshmallows with it. At least you got something out of it. $2,000 some homeboy got. $1,200 on seats you didn't even fucking put your ass in that flew to Croatia without you.
What was the homeboy doing at the passport agency?
No, it was across the street at Rotten Ralph's. It was just on the corner of 2nd and Chestnut. You know what I mean?
Rotten.
So, I mean, everybody's walking
by. You put $2,000... I always thought you did that at the passport agency. You put $2,000 in a Ziploc bag on the ground... At a random
no,
bar.
Not on the ground, on the table like this, and then I reach down to my fag bag to get my lighter.
He was just waiting for that,
and how then he sees like a few hundo in a clear plastic bag.
What a great fucking day for him though.
Oh, totally, it was like Christmas all
dude,
day.
Dude, that's the only way I look at things like that. Like I hope I made his motherfucking year.
Did.
You know,
was he a local bar guy? Maybe they knew him at the bar.
All that I know is that I saw his. Timberland boot and his black arm turned the corner all fast. Like hauling ass.
What if your passport was in there that you just got?
That
should have been.
Yeah, and they were telling me, they're like, didn't we see you a month ago? I'm like, yeah. They're like, you lost another one. Didn't we tell you that if you lose one more that we're not giving you another one? I'm like, well, I lost it. What am I supposed to do? I have to go to Ibiza for a wedding.
Now, say you lost this new one. They'd have to give you another one, right? Or can they say
more
passports?
I think they just say that, but they're going to have to give me another one
they
because I'm paying your dumb $500 to get another one. And I'm not a felon or whatever. Yeah. Like, there's no reason why not to give me one. I'm paying your dumb money for it.
You would
it.
Think they'd pray for people to lose their passports. So I'm talking $500 every shot.
It's got to be a limit to how many passports you can get. It seems like a security issue.
Well, there was a few issues of mine that I was traveling so much that there was no more stamp room.
Yeah.
So I had to either add more pages or just get a whole new one because
I have
of that.
One page left.
then twice it expired. So I had to get another one twice because of that.
Can you have pages added?
So I think I only lost like 4 total. Yeah, I think you could. I think I added some one time.
What, they staple them in?
Yeah.
Do they charge you for that?
Yeah, of course.
What's Ibiza like?
It's
a beach?
Dude, it's straight up like... Why don't you grab a headset? Grab a headset. It's like techno DJ central.
Christ, production's heaven.
Yeah. Like, every night is fucking Paul Van Dyke, Tiesto, Skrillex. Like,
wasn't he there when you were there, Skrillex?
No, but somebody, Swedish House Mafia was there.
Do those guys at DJ, like, rave shit, do they just party nonstop, like, never sleep? Like,
I don't really know. I mean, if you do that every night, I mean, your body can't handle it. But, I mean, but dude, everyone there is on E or Coke or whatever. Like,
in Ibiza?
Fuck yeah, dude. Everyone is. Like, as soon as I got off the plane in the airport, like, Coke, ecstasy,
no
ecstasy,
way.
Coke.
Are you serious?
Then, when I sat down to grab a beer, because the taxi line was so long, I'm like, I am not waiting in one more fucking line. And the guy who I said it to happened to be a limo driver. I was like, dude, I know that my hotel's right there because I could see it, but I'll give you $100 if you just take me because I'm not waiting in that. So he agreed to do it. First thing he says when we get in the car, ecstasy, Coke? You know?
No way. Yeah. That sounds like fucking heaven, man. Shit.
It's just like primetime party town. It's a small island, and everybody there is just straight up go to a DJ and party.
But the people that go there, it's not like spring break in Florida, I'd imagine, where kids go. Like, you have to have money to go there. It's like classy.
The biggest DJ place in the world is there, and guess how much they make in one summer?
I'd say...
Just under $100 million, which is a billion.
Jesus. I was going to say like $3 million.
Yeah, a billion. They make $1 billion, not in a year, in a summer.
Are they closed during the winter?
No, because it's still hot there.
Yeah, I was going to say, it doesn't get cold there, huh?
Yeah.
Aren't the girls like crazy hot there?
That's what I asked. He said they're topless beaches.
No, they're nude beaches.
Really? Get out of town.
Well, they're not all nude. I mean, it's like you could do what you want. Like, and the weirdest thing is that I see this old naked guy who's completely out of shape with his balls dripping down in the sand.
Dripping.
His balls are dripping down as
not
him
dripping.
And his fat naked wife are trying to, like, lay out the blanket all smooth.
Ew.
And 3 feet away is, like, a 2 to 3 year old daughter playing in the sand, like, 3 feet away from his fucking sick balls and
no
butthole.
Way.
And it wasn't even their kid. It was somebody else's kid. Like,
that should be illegal.
Isn't that fucking strange? Like,
a 3 year old's not going to care.
Okay, 7.
That's a bit much.
Yeah, but I mean, a 7 year old.
You're not allowed to have kids on the nude beaches, though.
There was.
Wow.
Sounds like anything goes in this fucking joint.
Like I think if you're a little kid that's a girl and you don't have boobs, like you're completely flat chested, then you could go swimming without that.
But if you're starting to develop.
Yeah, I guess if you're starting to develop, then
what is it? As
then
big?
A parent with common sense would tell you.
What is a Ibiza as big as, like, Catalina or something?
Just maybe a little bigger.
And
actually, it's like twice as big. Yeah.
Oh, then it's all Spanish people, locals.
Yeah. But there's tons of tourists.
It's a Spanish-speaking country.
Yeah.
Do you learn any Spanish?
No, dude. That shit's too fast.
Isn't it the same as Mexican?
That Mexican is Spanish.
You idiot! Are you serious to that question? I knew the answer.
I
kind of
am serious with that.
I knew the answer to that.
I'll bet you
did. Come on.
Mexican. So why do you say it speaks Spanish or he speaks Mexican?
You don't say that.
You don't say you speak Mexican.
You don't.
There is no Mexican. the only difference between Spanish and, like, Mexican,
I didn't learn
speaking
languages
Spanish
at all.
Is that Mexicans, like, speak way super faster. Like, they're really fast.
I don't know, man.
Mexican's a nationality. It's like a race.
So you don't speak Mexican.
You speak Spanish in Mexico. All right.
It's like if you're Brazilian, you don't speak Brazilian, you speak Portuguese.
I'm not always right, man. You know.
All right. Hold on. We got a new 69 Eyes song here that I want to play.
All right.
It's called Red. Right. I never even heard it yet.
Why can't it be called Black?
Yeah, plug it in.
Because they already have one called Black.
I'll bet they have 3 songs called Black.
Black something.
What's this, the new Hello 69 Pies?
This is the skinny version from Finland of Hello Clean. No,
no,
this is the 69 Eyes brand new song called Red. It might even be the one that Kat sung
he
on.
He told me.
Kat Von Deese did a track. I don't know which one it is. Though.
Really?
Yeah, she sung on one.
Mm-hmm.
From California?
No, she flew there.
Yeah, she did. She flew to Sweden, actually.
Are 69 Eyes big?
There, yeah.
In Finland?
Yeah, well, in Europe.
Huh.
Well, it depends what
they're
country.
Big in Finland too, though, aren't they?
Oh yeah, that's their biggest one.
Cleveland told me that they want to collaborate with Hello Fat Fucks. 69 Eyes wants to collaborate with Cleveland.
It's possible.
I don't think so.
It's possible.
Mm. All right, 69 Eyes. It says lyric video.
Yeah, and it could be the one.
Is
with
this Kat. Out?
It's.
I heard
it just
out.
Came out on YouTube or something.
Mohawk was telling me last night. Speaking of which, he dyes Mohawk purple now.
I thought you said he died.
No, he dyed it purple.
Purple Mohawk Jeff. Okay, 69 Eyes Radio Bam, Sirius XM 41. Faction.
Hopefully you get what you wanted.
All right.
And hopefully you'll get what you need. The taste of blood is always lonely. You like a heart of steel, and hopefully you'll get what you wanted, and hopefully you'll get what you need when something is broken. Let's find open.
Radio Bam.
Faction.
Radio Bam, Series 28 Faction.
41, idiot.
41! That
You're
was
right.
That was a new 69 Eyes called Red, and that was not the one with Kat Von D, but you said you heard it?
No, I heard about it. I didn't hear it.
All right, so we were just talking about the worst day of my life, pretty much. I think the worst part about it is, not only are you, like, late, rushing, missing flights, getting shit stolen.
you deserve to have
saving it. People from running out of gas. But the worst part is that every new destination that you make it to, it's about how you have to pay for the old flight that you missed, but not only pay for a new flight. You know, like, it's constantly just like, oh, well, not only do you have to swipe your credit card for missing the flight, but you have to swipe your other credit card for buying a new one.
It can never be smooth, Sam.
Oh, and then when you get to the hotel that you said that you'd be there 3 days ago for, you have to pay for those 3 days, and you also have to pay for the new 3 days. You know, like, it's just, you're constantly just swiping a card.
Maybe you should go through a fucking travel agent.
That's what I said.
You can get
deals.
Your shit back, I think, the travel insurance and all that.
Yeah. I said the same thing, dude.
What every single time that I've ever... You know when you rent a car and it's like, well, for $9 an extra, do you think that you want to do it in case somebody hits you? It's like, dude, I'm having this rental car for 2 days. The chances of somebody hitting it are so slim to none. Just pay the fucking $20. You know what I mean? But instead, like, the day that I decided not to, I get sideswiped when my car's parked and I didn't even know what happened.
That's always
some dude just happened to hit my car. And now I'm stuck with this big-ass fucking bill.
Well, I guess if you're in another country, but I think the reason I don't get insurance, extra insurance on car rentals is because I think it's covered in your own car insurance policy.
It's true, yeah.
But maybe not in another country, though.
Well, I think in my case it worked way. Because I didn't pay the extra when I went to Iceland.
How much is your insurance, being that you have, like, seven cars that are... $300,000 each that you drive all over the place.
If you really want to know, I'll call Phil.
I wonder. Like,
I wonder too.
To insure all those fucking cars. I mean, they're all in use. Except right. for the purple Lamborghini.
Can you turn the music down? I'm calling Phil. Because I want to know, too. I am.
Phil had an Elvis radio show.
I heard about that.
I liked it.
Oh, yeah?
It was on the day Elvis died. You tweeted about it.
I did?
Or someone did on your Twitter.
And I saw that.
Hello?
Philip.
Hey.
Me and Chad are chit-chatting here, and Hey, can you hear me? We're just curious. Because I have all the Lambos and Hummer and all that shit, what is my car insurance a month?
For a month?
Yeah.
Well, it's every 6 months. You only have the two Lamborghinis and the Hummer in your name, and that's $2,600 every 6 months.
And all the other cars are in your name?
Yeah.
And what are those?
Well, I have a policy with the R8, the Caddy, and the van, and that's like $2,400 every 6 months.
So it's every 6 months.
I have one with the Porsche, the 4Runner, and something else, and that's like $2,400 every 6 months.
Does your insurance policy cover accidents in another country?
The old-fashioned car's all by itself. The DeLorean's all by itself.
It's all by itself. What does that mean?
Is your question?
So what is it cheaper?
No.
Are you there? Shit, my call was lost.
Are you there? It's obviously he's not there.
Way to get the cheap phone.
Should I call him back? I want to know this shit now.
Well, it sounds like it's about $2,500 for three, and maybe the other, probably about that.
It's about $10,000 every 6 months. That's not so bad.
$10,000. That's not so bad in insurance. And if you just drive smooth and nothing happens, you're just paying it.
Yeah.
Like fucking health insurance, I pay like $300 a month, and I never go to the doctor, so I don't see the point.
But as soon as you cut it off, you'll have a fucking broken leg.
Yeah.
You know what I mean,
Phil?
Broken leg.
All right, so hey, you there? Are you there?
Yeah, I hear you now.
All right, what about house insurance? Being I have like the skate park driveway, the outdoor skate park, and the indoor skate park.
Well, during filming, it was like $12,000 a year, and I was filmed with like down to $600 a year.
It's $12,000 a year? That's not so bad.
No.
Shit, Phil, you're breaking up. I'm going to have to call you back, all right?
Speaker.
All right, bye. Oh, I didn't even put him on speaker. I'm an idiot. All right, let me play a track, and then we're going to come back and talk about some more of Ibiza.
It's Monday, and the show's supposed to air today.
So is it going to happen?
I'm going to try to send it in.
Why can't we do live shows anymore?
Your fault.
No, it's not.
Yeah, well, I think it is. Well, what? Almost.
What?
What do you mean, what?
The hooker thing?
You can't have sex on the air.
Well, they just pulled the show that time.
Yeah, I don't know. I really don't know.
But they said we can't do live shows?
Well, it's the Hannah thing.
What Hannah?
Track 9. Read it, because I don't know what it is.
The Hannah story.
I don't know what that
Well, we can't talk about it.
You can talk about it, but we're not going to. Hey, track 9 is on the Hives.
Yeah.
It does. Oh, these spectacles reveal the nostalgics.
All right.
That's pretty good reading there, Sig.
Thanks, man.
You've been reading books during your midlife crisis, too?
You know, as much as you say I'm having a midlife crisis, I start to think about it. And I have to think, you know what? Maybe I am. I try to deny it.
The only reason why we say that is because number one, I can't picture you on a mountain bike.
Never, ever.
Number two,
archery.
I can't picture you buying an archery bullseye to shoot do archery at it. Like the reason why it's funny is because, like, Chad, what are you going to do? Well, I'm going to ride my mountain bike down to my archery class, and then I'm probably going to take a skeet shooting class right afterwards. Like, what? That's so not Chad.
It's like mixing oil and water. It doesn't mix.
It's probably just because, like, You have some leather jacket that's all ripped up with a Gigi Allen shirt. Like doing anything that's active doesn't look right if you have a leather jacket on. I think that's what it is.
I can't imagine taking his sunglasses off long enough to see the bullseye.
Like, can you picture him with like Adidas pants
Never.
On at the gym?
Would you ever go to the gym?
I do have Adidas pants for the gym.
For the gym. See, because, like, that, either you have sweatpants yeah. or Adidas sweatpants.
So, and either
they were
one.
The coolest things to wear, dude. There's a lot of terrible fucking looking sports pants and shit. I got the Adidas pants to wear at the gym because Jess walks around all day in his
yeah,
comfy little Adidas pants. And I was like, hey, Jess can wear them. I'll wear them, too.
Do you go to the gym, though?
I did. I haven't been there in a while.
They kick you out of there, too?
No.
Dude, I was thinking about that. Like even like somebody like Ozzy Osbourne, when you're watching the Osbourne show back in the day, he was trying to like lose weight for his upcoming tour, and like just seeing him in Adidas sweatpants doing sit-ups with a trainer just
totally.
Looks fucking weird.
It doesn't make sense.
Because the only time you see him out in public is him with like 800 chains on
yeah.
with a fucking trench coat that looks like Columbine. You know,
Columbine.
Like
Columbine.
So when he's doing sit-ups in Adidas running shorts, it looks fucking weird.
He looks like he should be shooting a school up when he's out and about.
I can't wait till you're 40, dude. I mean,
I'll be doing the same thing that I am now. Damn sure not gonna buy a fucking archery set.
A midlife crisis is very possible, dude. I just thought that I was
I don't
having...
think it is for Novak, because he doesn't give a fuck. He has no morals. And he doesn't care.
Morals, yeah, but you might develop a little bit.
He might.
Yeah. I mean, you'll get older. You'll grow up a bit.
I'm old now. I'm 33.
Maybe if Apple poops out a baby, then you'll start to grow up.
I thought about that. I'm like, I wonder what I will do if I have a kid with Apple.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, would I actually come home at 8 p.m. and stay in and not go to the bar and not get kicked out everywhere and cuss and walk around naked or like continue to...
I think you'll still cuss, dude.
Like, what am I going to do? Walk around and cuss?
Yeah, it makes me a badass. Fuck
walk
shit,
around and cuss.
Man.
Fuck shit, I'm
all right, track 9 on the Hives. Radio Bam
41.
41,
there you go, pal.
Looks like I give a fuck.
Holy Lord, I got a boner.
Strap yourselves in and lace up those shoes because you're listening to Radio Bam.
Turn it up.
Faction.
Shoot. All right, just shoot the photo.
We're multitaskers.
Get the yellow thing in the back.
Come on, Sig, you're a photographer.
Wait, why am I... I'm a photographer.
You're a jack of all trades.
Why am I... Wait, what?
I have to send it to Yellow Wolf.
A picture of you with his poster?
and his t-shirt.
Fuck.
Oh, just
that stand for chat?
Yeah.
All right. Okay, this is great. Yellow Wolf's going to love it. You're blocking his poster.
That's what I was saying.
They got to do it again. Okay, we're taking a photo for Yellow Wolf. He's going to love it.
Why do you find it so funny?
It's because Chad's so... Fuck, hold on. Am I on?
Well, you love it when I'm in awkward situations.
I can totally
you fucking love it.
If I could just have you in an awkward situation for the rest of my life, I would never stop laughing.
Yeah,
non-stop.
Bam is pretty funny when he's awkward.
Because he's never awkward. So
the funniest
awkward,
thing in the
so
world
crazy.
For Novak was me showing up to Johnny Shilleroff from Elements. He was having a premiere screening of like him starting Element and how he thought of the logo and all this stuff and. Before he was showing the movie, he was giving a speech, and he said, "For everybody involved in this film,
who had a part in making this,
please stand up and make yourself known." And I'm like texting, I'm not even listening.
He has his
Novak, hood on. Novak like punches me in the ribs, like, "Dude, stand up!" So it's only me standing up. I have a big fucking heartogram on my back, so everybody knows it's me.
On.
And I'm the only one who's standing up.
And you didn't know why.
And I just look around. I'm like, "Why am I the only one standing up?" And not to mention, I'm not even a part of it. I might be in it for a little bit, but I didn't like do anything about it.
Dude, I laughed.
So I just sit down like so awkward, like, "Why did you make me do that?" He laughed the entire fucking film at me.
We had to leave because I couldn't stop laughing the whole time. And that was the Yellow Wolf.
In a minute, hold on.
That was when I was going through my Xanax withdrawal and I was one big energy bout, remember?
Oh God, you're hell.
I called Chad like a million times, like, "Chad, please, if you go out, just put a Xanax next to the phone in the room for
Why,
me.
Was he in L.A.?
Yeah, man, it's for the Jackass thing. When I
oh,
remember.
Yeah. When you came back and had your seizure.
Yeah, yeah. Those were the rough old days.
Yeah, that was awful.
See, how come you don't have seizures anymore?
No Xanax.
That's what it was.
Totally. Because benzodiazepam, which is Xanax, Chad knows this, all that type shit, and then alcohol are the worst dangerous withdrawals in the world. Heroin, you feel like you'll die. Crack, you feel like you're losing your mind. But those two are the only ones that a lot of rehabs won't even take you if they're not equipped to deal with that detox. Because you have seizures and you die. Hence, be on the tennis court.
Yeah.
And you never know. It's kind of, we could be sitting here talking. You've seen me. In a second, you know, out. It's
you think that
man.
Bee sting had anything to do with your seizure?
I think it caused it.
Yeah, I got
because
all
he never got stung by a bee. He just saw a bee and started like going. Ooh, so all the motions.
I think he did get stung because it was in his shirt.
It could have been in his shirt, but I don't think he got stung. I think he started to panic.
Not
to mention it was hot as fuck, and we had no water to drink, and we were already playing two games of tennis.
Yeah.
And like so.
You should re-listen to that.
So
we aired that.
Dehydrated.
I should listen to it sober now.
So you're probably dehydrated and detoxing.
Yeah.
And in the heat, which is
and
so
doing
not good.
Active shit, which
and you're super
to do.
Active from trying to get a bee out of your shirt that you just started seizuring like a minute.
And I remember it, dude. As the bee was in there and I was running, I felt like, and even though it was only one, I felt like a whole nest, a swarm of bees were after me and I couldn't get them away. And it just seemed like, it was the worst feeling in the world, dude. Shit.
I didn't think you were going to make it out of that, dude. Looked like you were dying right in front of
us. It really did look like that.
I guess I'm here.
To the point where I just sprint at a car and dive in front of it and ask for juice. And they happen to have like
You're not supposed to put anything in his mouth.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah.
I know.
And that's
I mean, they had like a half of a juice box from a little kid in the car. And
I'm sitting there holding Novak while he's foaming.
And you're still foaming at the mouth, like shaking.
Yeah. And I'm on a tennis court, so my head's probably banging. But, you know, you put your head there. I mean, your hand.
And dude, it lasted, I'm not kidding, 2 minutes, maybe three. Picture 3 minutes right now of you seizuring. That seems like an hour.
Yeah. I mean, fuck.
Even 10 seconds would seem like an hour.
They asked me that in my drug class. They're like, "What do you regret about your drug addiction?" I was like, "Honestly, I don't regret much, but there's two things that I really regret that really keeps me up sometimes at night. What I put my mother through and what I put my friends through." You know what I mean? Because that fucking sucks. I shouldn't put that upon anybody that I love and care about. You know what I mean? That's just unfair. Like, if any three of you are sitting here getting
Did
ready
they to find
die
that strange?
Feet, yeah, they're like, "Well, you don't find, like, shooting up strains?"
You.
Thank you. And I'm like, "No, I don't, because I made a career out of that. Like, every story is good for the radio, good for the book," and they don't get it. And then I got so tired because no one was really telling the truth. I'm like, "You know what? I don't even feel bad about letting a man suck my dick for $10. And because I really don't talk that
much. The whole room like a record scratch?
Dude, you could hear a fucking pin drop. And I'm like, "I'm not gay, obviously. I have a fucking gorgeous girlfriend at home." Obviously. And I'm just telling you kids this because you got a dirty urine for weed. But keep doing drugs, and you'll be on that street corner one day, too. You know what I mean? I want to say all this shit, but I have to bite my tongue.
Are you the pro addict at your classes?
I try not to say too much about my drug addiction because they'll think that I'm worse than I am, and it'll keep me there longer.
I think if you just go worse, then you're telling the truth. Everybody else is like, so what'd you do today?
Took my girlfriend out to dinner. We had a nice steak. Didn't drink any wine, though. Then we went home and watched a movie. Like,
why can't you just say, went out to dinner, had two glasses of wine, then we wanted to go out to a different bar, and then I had two more glasses of wine, and then...
Because it's in correlation with my parole officer, so whatever I say there gets... She takes.
But they're asking what you did, so now you gotta lie.
But I'm not allowed to drink on parole.
Well, then everyone has to lie.
Yeah.
Because you know that everybody there is not sober.
Totally, not one bit. Not at all. We actually just did, they tricked us the other day, because usually you get a urine analysis with your one-on-one counselor session, and they're like, we don't know what it is, whether it's the time of year or what, but everyone is relapsing right now, so everyone's going to take urine analysis, and everyone in the class is like, fuck, because they send it out to a lab, and that can tell if you drank the day before, and it was, I would have been clean, except I did that goddamn rap video here. Remember, I wasn't drinking all night, and then yeah. I had a few sips of wine, like, great, now I'm going to come up dirty.
Not to mention, to add to the worst day of my life story, when I got on the flight, I found some dude who had 20 Xanax, but I had to buy all 20 of them. And I'm like, well, fuck, I'm going to Ibiza, so I'm going to be on, and then I'm going to Croatia, which I thought.
Right.
So I'm going to be flying all over the place with somebody, so, you know, maybe I'll need all 20 at one point, because I never even take that unless I'm on a flight. But, so I get on the flight, I'm like, all right, I'll take one. It was a football.
All right.
Then I give her like a half of one, or maybe or one full one. I can't remember. But I had this whole thing of them, and I decided to put them on the tray table and fall asleep. Well, they fell when I was sleeping. So when I got off the plane and realized that I missed that flight, had to buy a new fucking flight, I missed the Croatia flight, and then I'm just like, I need a fucking Xanax just to calm me down. Then I realized that I left them on the flight.
Oh my god, dude! You're lucky your plane didn't go down.
And because my name wasn't on the bottle, they wouldn't give them back.
Oh, someone actually.
Them.
Oh yeah.
Because I went back to the customs area where you're not allowed to go.
Yeah.
And I told them, I was like, I know I'm not allowed to go back here, but I need to talk to an officer now because I just got off an airplane and I need my medication. It's in seat 20, whatever, you know.
Right. Yeah, they won't give that shit back.
Yeah, well, they said that all they found was a cell phone on that flight.
Some fucking lucky passenger just looked down and a bottle of pills came rolling to his feet. Dude, I used to pray for that shit when I'd be on a flight.
Yeah, but what if you don't know what it is? I think everybody knows what a football is. No.
What's that, a 4 milligram?
Put on a headphone.
Nah, that's a 1 milligram. The football. Dude, I remember being on flights and I'm withdrawing as usual when I used to do it. And I'm like, looking around at everybody, I'm like, you know what? I know there's at least 40 people on this flight with sleeping pills in their pocket or Xanax. Mm. Everyone takes Xanax for flights.
Right. I think about that too.
Right. I look more than 40. I know they have. Well, I'm just guaranteed 40.
At least 40.
Guaranteed. Yeah. I'm like, god damn it. The person next to me probably has a whole fucking bag full of them. You know what I mean?
And if you make enough noise, somebody will give you one to shut you up.
It's true. And then I can take the risk of getting thrown off and stuck in an airport for fucking a whole day.
I seriously, at one point, because on the flight back, I had nothing, and I was, like, dying for one.
Yeah.
Because I had to wake up at... Okay, I went to bed at, like, 3:30 in the morning, and then I had to wake up at 4:30 to go to the airport.
Why
did
you go to bed? That's like a...
It was to the point where I felt like I'm being Novak, scoping people out. Like, that motherfucker definitely has Xanax.
Yeah.
That motherfucker definitely has Valium or Xanax.
Totally.
Like... That creepo definitely has both. You know, like, I'm thinking, like, if I'm going to ask, it's going to be him for sure. If I'm going to,
you know what's funny? The one that you don't pick is probably the one with the whole prescription, like the old fucking lady with her grandchild.
Oh, man.
It usually is the old ladies that...
They always have a rack of pills.
Yeah.
All the time. Whether it's heart pills, fucking anxiety pills, sleeping pills, pain pills. They're a one-shop drugstore, dude.
Yeah.
If you're ever going to rob someone for drugs...
I remember I was at the airport in Philly talking to some lady. She was this old lady. She was probably like 45, but she looked like she was 55. And she's sitting there, and she's like, Jesus Christ, I gotta go to fucking Florida to visit my fucking drug addict brother, fucking piece of shit. He's da-da-da-da-da, doing this, doing that. Oh, my God, I need a Xanax right now. Think about it. So she pours them all out, swallows them. She's like, oh, Jesus Christ, I need a fucking cigarette. I'm like, if you need a cigarette, you need to go all the way outside.
Security, yeah.
She's like, well, I need one anyway. Can you watch all my stuff? I'm like, I just met you for 2 minutes, and you're going to take the chance to leave all your stuff
all
with
me.
All
your belongings.
To go smoke a cigarette, then you have to go through security again.
The jackass guy stole all her shit. I doubt it.
Oh. Yeah, no, but I mean, like, what if I had to go? What if it took too long for her to do that? Like,
the apple doesn't far from the tree.
But, like,
I wonder why the son's
a drug
addict.
She's swallowing Xanax, drinking loads of booze, calling her fucking brother a drug addict that she has to go visit. Well, what's he on?
I know.
Is he fucking shooting heroin up his asshole? You know, like, what's he doing that's different than you?
So, Bam, what happened to you at the airport? You were on TMZ?
Oh, yeah, I was.
We didn't even talk about that shit.
I was, yeah, Charlotte Airport.
You looked happy.
He was happy.
Because it was so ridiculous.
The cop had you, you're smiling.
I flew from Philly to Charlotte, North Carolina, and then from there, I had a 20-minute tiny little flight to go do the appearance that I had to do. And I think the fact that I said, like, look, no one's out of control here. No one's talking
truly.
Loud. No one's doing anything. Like, it's me now talking to you.
Okay. I swear to God, I was there.
You smell like alcohol. Okay, well, no one even said anything or tripped or fell or did anything clumsy or being loud. So, well, you smell like alcohol, and if I say you smell like alcohol, you're not getting on the flight. I'm like, it's a 20-minute flight. I'm here for not even a day. I'm going to Jacksonville, North Carolina to do an appearance for $10,000, and I'm coming right home.
Uh-huh.
Well, you're not getting on the flight. You could get on the next one in 6 hours. I'm like, so you want to deal with me at the Charlotte airport for 6 hours getting wasted at the fucking bar? Because that's what I'm going to do.
That would infuriate me, dude.
Oh,
if I was sober and they're telling me I'm going to wait 6 hours to sober up.
And that's the thing. Everybody, well, I mean, maybe we had a drink or so, but maybe I was sweating booze from the night before or something. But, like, either way, no one was out of control. No one was loud. No one was cussing. And it's just like, you smell like booze, you're not getting
cousin
on the flight.
Or cussing?
Cussing. Get that off your mind, scumbag.
I'm thinking if they're going to erase that.
Well, you know what sucks, though? Arguing with those fucking assholes is like arguing with a cop. You will never win.
So I didn't read the TMZ report. Did they say you were drunk at the airport? Or did
What? No, they said that I smelled like booze.
Mm-hmm. Did you see this?
And I'm like, well, that's not good enough because no one's doing anything dumb. No
Did
one's...
they hold you for 6 hours?
Yeah.
Oh,
in the police jail at the airport.
Oh, at a...
And I'm in handcuffs.
Is that like a real jail? Like a holding cell?
Yeah, well, it's a holding cell.
It's like if you get arrested at a bus station.
And,
a terminal,
and dude,
like, there's a room.
And I realize that if you have fun with it, then they don't know what to do, and then they start having a blast.
He loved us. He's been texting me. He was the two cops that arrested him took us to a room with a table like this. We sat there, chit-chatted for 2 hours. Then they escorted us to the new flight. I gave them my number. They've been calling me, wanting to come hang out. Like, hey, baby, you made us famous. Like the police.
Hey, baby?
Yeah. I'm like, hey,
the cop
baby.
Cop calls you baby?
Yeah, I have the text.
Baby.
That's fucking weird,
I have
man.
The text. I'll read it to you.
Why is the cop calling you baby?
I guess he thinks it's funny. He thinks that we think weird shit's funny, I guess.
It is funny.
Oh, it is.
Hey, baby.
What the fuck?
It's a cop.
I've seen that guy. He don't look like he call you baby, though.
I'll read it as soon as I find it.
Can you punch it up?
Then what?
I want to read it because I've never seen it yet.
The TMZ thing, I don't have it.
Why
there
not?
We go. This is from the arresting police officer. Hey, baby. Just keeping in touch. You have made me famous here. Hope all is well with you guys. He likes us now. If we went like, fuck, this sucks. You're a fucking pig, blah, blah, then of course he'd be an asshole.
And not to mention, if you work in an airport, you get joy out of people's misery.
Totally.
So if you're like, look, if I don't get on this 20-minute flight, it could be so easy. But no, you're going to make me sit here, and I'm going to miss $10,000 out of this.
He's jerking
they
off to
They want
that.
You to miss $10,000 yeah. because they're not getting it, so they want to see your misery to get joy.
Totally. His dick's getting
hard. Do you ever think that anybody at the airport's going to be like, holy shit, guys, he's going to miss his $10,000. Let's please make him get on the flight.
He's actually making a lot. He's got a valid point,
you know,
here.
Here's a valid point. Let's get him on the flight so we can earn this.
Valid.
He doesn't care.
He can care less whether you come or go.
You could come stay, lay,
Chad,
or pray.
You want
Is that what your ex-gals have said?
Come stay, lay, or pray. No, it's a Fast Times at Ridgemont High quote. Damone.
Ah, Damone. He wasn't the big black guy. He was the one that scalped the tickets, right?
He's the Italian guy.
He was a ticket scout. Yeah. See? Yeah, man.
All right, Novak.
Cobwebs are coming off.
You know the 80s?
Ah, yeah.
The cobwebs are coming off.
Of the brain. Ah, so I'll save the next story when we get back.
All right.
We don't have much time.
How much time?
5 minutes.
All right, well, I have to play a song, so go ahead and say it.
All right, so this idiot Nick, who thinks he's part of the management
team. Chad, I don't even think this is funny. I just think I think it's fucking mean-spirited.
What is it?
All right, this kid Nick, who he lives in Florida, and...
Oh, I heard this on the...
No, this is new. This is new that I just found about today.
Hey, yeah.
That's how I know you don't know. So, he says...
He's in Atlanta doing a photo shoot, the kid Nick.
And he just decides to text Nick Novak. He says,
yo, Nick, if you claim to be Bam's whatever, you know, right. Well, he's landing in Newark tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. and he expects you to be there to pick him up. The idiot buys a ticket to Newark. And then Novak lands, and then Novak goes, he must have missed his flight, so you got to sit there and wait. So then he does. Then he goes,
it gets better.
Then he goes, you know what? Just take a train to 30th Street Station. When you get there, call me. So he does that, calls him, says, all right, I'm not picking you up unless it says, I want a sign that says, I love Novak, and I want you to hold it up all nice and big.
And
I want you to have somebody take a photo of you doing it so I know that it's real. So then he does that, and he goes, fuck it, I don't feel like getting you no more.
No, that's at 30th Street Station. Then I'm like, I'm 2 seconds away. Once you text me this picture holding the sign up saying, I love Novak, in front of the train station, I'll be there.
And you're at Jake's bar the whole time.
I'm at Jake's. I'm not even anywhere near Philly. So then he does that. I'm like, I'm in a fucking traffic jam. Go to 21st and Market with that sign, stand on the corner to where I can see 21st and Market street signs, take a picture there. I'll be there. Does the same thing, walks 8 blocks, and I'm like, you know what? I got tired of waiting, dude. I'm going home. I'm going to bed. Leave him there, dude.
What did he do to you?
Nothing.
Nothing. And that's why I think it's mean-spirited, because if you would have picked him up and said, ha-ha, then it would have been funny.
That's the guy who trashed the hotel room with you.
So, so now he's still in Philly. He doesn't get to Westchester or anything. He doesn't see him or me, because I'm not even home yet, that he just buys a ticket back to – so he probably spent $500 – Florida. So he probably spent $600 to do all this. So when he got home, he goes, you know what? Now that I'm home, ha ha ha, Novak, very funny. Why did you do that? Very funny. It's not funny at all.
That wouldn't be funny.
You got fucked with the whole time, and you never got any reward of getting fucked with.
That's on the 21st.
He did nothing? What did he do? Did he like?
He annoys me. He texts me a billion times a day about talking about maybe setting up an appearance. Just do it already and then tell me. Like, I don't need a fucking play-by-play of who you're calling.
He sent me a photo of a pocket pussy all close up, and he goes, yo, I've been talking to this hot girl. She just sent me a picture of her pussy. What do you think? And I'm like, it's a pocket pussy. I'd know because it's probably Gina Lynn.
Totally. And that's why I do what I do.
You recognize Gina Lynn's pocket pussy?
Yes, I did.
What?
Yeah. Because Travis gives them all to me.
Did you ever fuck a pocket pussy?
No. You did.
Did I?
Yeah. Remember I bought one from New Zealand
and
made you
do it? Vaguely. I didn't come, though, did I?
Yeah.
Really?
That's why I threw it out.
Ew.
Oh, man.
I never got to try it.
Shouldn't have made me try it, dude.
Yeah, a friend of mine's like, hey, man, you got to try a fleshlight. I'm like, what?
What's a fleshlight?
That's what you tried.
What's a fleshlight?
It looks like a flashlight, but you go like this with it. How do you not remember?
I was on pills.
The fuck am I trying no fleshlight for, man?
Did you try it, Sig?
Fuck no. I don't need no fleshlight. That's crazy.
You ever fucking
But wouldn't you want to try it just to try it?
Yeah, it's a yes.
not off a recommendation like that, no. No, I'm not going to go buy no fucking...
What if I said it was the shit?
That's what he said. I just looked at him like, you sad motherfucker, man.
What if I was like, Chad, dude,
Don't even bother fucking a girl, dude. The flashlight.
Don't even bother.
The flashlight is the shit.
It's where
dude.
It's at.
It's where it's at, dude. What you if, gotta try it.
That's fucking right, gross.
I know you have a gal friend and all, but what if, like, the most famous actor, singer that you would love to fuck, but you know you never could because she's at that level, handed you the flashlight and said, it feels just like my pussy? Would that be a good recommendation?
No.
Why not?
It feels just. What's she know anyway?
I don't know. She's telling you.
An actor.
Or musician,
the
someone that
fucking
you know.
Guy. Actress.
Just go with the goddamn scenario.
No, dude, I don't want no fleshlight.
All right, what would sell you on a fleshlight?
Bam, you never bought your fucking real doll, did you?
What real doll?
No, remember I was supposed to?
Yeah. You have a real doll?
No, for Christmas I was supposed to have Phil buy me one.
Remember when we were in Colin's and Terry's office and had Colin looking up where to find a real doll to fuck? And
yeah,
he's like losing his mind.
Was he really?
You wanted to buy a real doll when you were married.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, because...
And the guy who recommended the fleshlight, he's married, too.
I was just looking for some fun. I was like, why don't we get a real doll? And that way, you know...
And it's not cheating.
Right.
Right.
Oh, boy.
It just looks so real in the photo, but it was like $6,000. It's like...
Do you think you would actually...
Dude, if you come in that thing like 10 times, it's probably fucking disgusting at that point.
You'd have Kev out there hosing it down and shit.
Yeah, and fucking it while I'm gone.
You'd be fucking...
Dude, you know Kev... Okay, do you think that Kevin... Kevin, make sure you hose down my real doll when I leave. All right, take it easy, babe. Oh, yeah, fuck yeah. Oh, yeah, fuck yeah. He would be banging... I bet you Pat and Kevin and Data and everybody would be banging that thing.
Everyone would.
You know it, dude. Right.
Now, what about...
If it would look real and hot looking?
It does. Look, Bam's already getting the half hard on. Now, if you had it, and then you woke up in the morning and Nikki's not in the bed, would you actually fuck it? Like, seriously fuck it?
It doesn't say no.
It doesn't say no.
I'd have to put a porn on while I fucked it.
That's fucking gross, dude. Help me. What track?
Two.
He
always asks.
Feel better. I know.
He always asks with track three times.
Radio Bam, thank you guys.
41, fuck you.
All right.
Dream. That's Radio Bam for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more. Everybody.
You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 to 4 p.m.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG. Wow.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
Faction.
Later. Mm-hmm.